It's Thursday, January 30th, 2025, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Congressman Tom Tiffany responds to veterans trying to get better VA disability benefits and compensation. A survey of Wisconsin businesses shows support for expanded guest worker visas. CWD reduces deer survival and population growth, says the DNR, and Wisconsin home prices rise 9%. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. At a listening session on Monday afternoon in Rice Lake, a resident told Congressman Tom Tiffany he was having difficulty getting Veterans Affairs disability benefits and compensation. The man said he and a family member's service-related injuries were being denied or not compensated at an adequate level. Tiffany urged the man and anyone else facing similar problems to reach out to his office.
You want to contact my office in regards to these veterans issues. We deal with them all the time, and as well as if they have IRS issues, passport issues. I mean, we are there ready to serve people.
Tiffany also heard residents' concerns, asking him to keep the Social Security Trust Fund solvent, to support patients' rights to see caregivers, continue federal funding for programs helping older Americans, and to keep the Department of Education, which he said is duplicative. Others spoke against a lead shot ban for hunting, pardons for people who destroyed property or assaulted officers on January 6, 2021, Xcel Energy's proposed solar panel project in St. Croix County, and a proposal to make the Apostle Islands a national park. Tiffany's website is tiffany.house.gov if you wish to contact his office. Wisconsin business leaders support updating the U.S. guest worker program. Bob Haig tells us more.
The same Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Survey, which found support for tariffs on China, also has respondents overwhelmingly supporting expanded guest worker visas. 96% support increasing the current 85,000-person cap on H-1B visas, which allow foreign workers with specialized skills to work in the U.S. There's also strong support for creating new visa options for high-demand workers to address Wisconsin's labor shortage. WMC President and CEO Kurt Bauer said demographic trends show Wisconsin needs workers, and foreign workers must be part of the solution, or the state will lose jobs and the economic activity that goes with them. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Layoffs are on the way for Kohl's. Raymond Newpert has a story.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the retailer told employees in a Tuesday email that hundreds of layoffs were coming from the Menominee Falls headquarters. The total number of layoffs has not been made public, but the email says about 10% of the total positions at headquarters were being cut. New CEO Ashley Buchanan told the staff the layoffs would help improve the company and better serve customers. Kohl's announced the closure of over two dozen stores earlier this month. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources study finds that chronic wasting disease reduces deer survival and population growth in the state. Here's deer research specialist Daniel Storm.
An adult female that has CWD has an annual survival rate of approximately 41%. An adult doe without CWD has an annual survival rate of 83%. With bucks, the infected bucks had a very low 17% annual survival rate. Uninfected bucks had a survival rate of about 69%.
Storm said prevalence rates as high as 30% are confined to southwestern Wisconsin counties, but he cautioned that CWD will eventually lead to declines in deer populations if the disease continues to spread statewide. Wisconsin home sales rose nearly 5% last year, but there continues to be an affordability problem. Here's Wisconsin Realtors Association economist Dave Clark.
Prices have been going up, certainly a fairly robust rate. And that's really because we have tight supply and still have pretty strong demand for housing.
The Realtors report prices increased nearly 9% with a median price of $310,000 last year, but much higher than that in both the Milwaukee and Madison areas. That's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.